Morning. It was a little nippy when I came in for the first service. I am got a feeling that it's pretty nice out there now. Supposed to be a nice day, and then a couple cool days again, and then warm up again later in the week. And spring has arrived. How nice. Before you know it, we'll see the buds coming out and things turning green. How wonderful that'll be. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. We gather together here on sacred and holy ground to worship you and to praise you and to lift high the name of Jesus. We gather together here on sacred and holy ground to scrape off the crud of the world. We gather together here on sacred and holy ground to repent of our sins. So come, Holy Spirit, come into this place and come into our hearts as we give to you the sacrifice of praise. Fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you. We ask it all in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Let's pass that peace to one another.
Good morning, church. As you make your way back to your seats, I want to offer a warm welcome to all present this morning. And take a few moments of informality, and this is where I'll tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. If you would like some information about our church, do we have any visitors out there today? I'm not seeing any, but if we do have visitors and you want some information, please do not hesitate to see Pastor Bruce after worship, one of our ushers, or if you would rather on your own, immediately out the double doors, you will find a packet of information hanging on the shepherd's hook. So again, if you would like information about the church. This morning, I ask that you please sign the registration page. That's in the red folder located at the end of your pew. Please sign that, pass it to others, and then bring it back to the center aisle. Also, in those red folders, you will find 3x5 index cards. So if you have a message or a prayer request that you need to get to the pastor this morning, please use those. Complete the cards, put them in the clear holder, and then the ushers will bring them forward to Pastor Bruce before the prayer. Our Bible memory verse for March. We are in the season of Lent. The Bible verse is located on the front page, top center. I would like you now to recite that through with me, and we will do it twice. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. We do have quite a number of announcements, but I'm only going to highlight a few. A thank you from our camp steward, Laurie, for another successful camp fundraiser for pizza, hoagies, and pepperoni rolls. If you did order them, they are ready for pickup in the assembly room. That's out the double doors. Turn right, and you will find Laurie and your goodies located in the room near Pastor Bruce's office. Payment is also due for those items today. Also today, it's the last day to order Easter flowers. You will find the Easter flower handout in your bulletin. And the flowers can be purchased, and they will be used for Easter Sunday, adorning our altar and chancel rail. It's really quite breathtaking when you see how beautiful it will be in praise of the risen Lord. Also in your bulletin, you'll find the Bob Evans Community Fundraiser. This Thursday and Friday, the 28th and 29th at Bob Evans, between 6 and 9, the dinner hour. If you do go to Bob Evans, 15% of your check is donated back to First Church. So that's a pretty easy fundraiser, and you can fill your bellies as well. And I have a final reminder, please check your bulletin. We have many, many other announcements and activities going on in the life of our church. And I would now ask that you turn your hearts and your minds to our worship.
I am John. I remember that Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. Abide in me, for a branch cannot bear fruit on its own. Neither can you unless you in me. And Jesus said, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than one who lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends. I choose you.
I am Simon. I remember that the world asked Jesus, Who gives you the authority to do these things? Is it lawful to pay a tax to Caesar or not? And the world lied and cheated, plotted and schemed to do away with the one who would have chosen them, who would have laid down his life for them, who loved them and would have been their friend.
The days of Lent grow darker as the cross comes into focus with the one who laid down his life for us, his friends.
I now ask that you please stand and follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt from Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where no water is.
So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory.
Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you.
So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name.
My soul is feasted as with marrow and fat, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips when I think of you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night.
For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me. On God's law they meditate day and night.
Please remain standing for hymn of praise number 2025 in your black hymnal.
Good. Big kids, little kids, good. Fist bump. Who loves us?
Jesus.
Who wants us to love other people? Jesus, absolutely. Come up here and join me up front up here. Let's all stand up. Okay. Everybody turn and face the congregation. Let's spread out a little bit. Okay, now. Spread out some more so we're all in a single line here. All right, you ready? All right, put your right foot in, Put your right foot on. Put your right foot in. Now shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey. Turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Put your left foot in. Put your left foot out. Put your left foot in. Shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey. Turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Put your right hand in. Put your right hand out. Put your right hand in. Shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about. Put your left hand in. Put your left hand out. Put your left hand in. Shake it all about. Do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. Okay, that's enough. Wearing me out. All right. There are a lot of dances at weddings. I love to watch those dances. When there's a slow song, I'm right there. Me and Bonnie get up and dance. And it's other stuff. What are some other dances they do at weddings? Do you know?
A slow dance.
Square dancing. Some places have square dancing. It's always a square dance when I'm dancing. Sorry. What? Chicken dance. Yeah. How's it go? What's another one?
Macarena.
The Macarena.
Mm-hmm.
YMCA. Right. Yep. So there's a specific way to do these dances, right? They're all called by different names, but they all have a certain order to them, things that you're supposed to do. And if we were all to do those dances, we would do them differently, each one of us. We're not robots. We're not all the same, but we would do those dances differently. Now, the Bible, Jesus tells us that we are to follow the rules for holy living. Jesus said, if you love me, you obey my commandments. So every day, we're supposed to live our lives according to the word of God as Christians. It doesn't mean we always like it. Doesn't mean we always want to do it. But we do it out of obedience, because that's the life of a Christian. Jesus said that the things that he did, we will do, and even greater things. And sometimes we won't feel like doing it. Like sometimes we don't feel like going to church. But we go because Jesus said to. Because Jesus did it himself. We go to church because we know it's the right thing to do. It's what God wants us to do. So we learn what God wants us to do, and we do those things. Now the Holy Spirit helps us. And there are certain things that the Holy Spirit wants us to do that we really like doing. And it energizes us and pumps us up. But even for the things that we don't always like to do as Christians, if it's the Word of God, we do it anyways. We help people. We give tithes and offerings. We go to worship. We study the Bible. We get involved in ministry because the Word of God says we're supposed to do it. We don't say, oh, I don't want to do that. I just don't feel like it. That's not an excuse. I don't feel like it. What does the Word say we should do? Okay, let's huddle up. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and we pray for your Holy Spirit to guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go with our lives, at home, at school, with our friends, family, doesn't matter. Show us what you want us to do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's children said, amen.
Rock of ages, clap for me. When I draw my sweetness.
I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come,
word of God this morning is from the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 13. Hear these words from the New Life Version in Paul's letter to the people of Corinth, warning them about Israel's history. Christian brothers, I want you to know what happened to our early fathers. They all walked from the country of Egypt under the cloud that showed them the way, and they all passed through the waters of the Red Sea. They were all baptized as they followed Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All of them ate the same holy food. They all drank the same holy drink. They drank from a holy rock that went along with them. The holy rock was Christ. Even then, most of them did not please God. He destroyed them in the desert. These things show us something. They teach us not to want things that are bad for us, like those people did. We must not worship false gods, as some of them did. The holy writings tell us. The people sat down to eat and drink, then they got up to play. We must not indulge in sexual immorality, as some of them did. In one day, 23,000 died. We must not test the Lord, as some of them did. They were destroyed by snakes. We must not complain against God, as some of them did. That is why they were destroyed. All these things happened to show us something. They were written to teach us that the end of the world is near. So watch yourself. The person who thinks he can stand against sin had better watch out that he does not fall. You have never been tempted to sin in any different way than other people. God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted more than you can take. But when you are tempted, He will also provide the way out so that you may be able to endure it. This ends the reading of Paul's holy word. I would now ask that our ushers come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
others would hear me when I call. My only hope is you, Jesus. There's no one else but you, Jesus. It's you. It's you.
Father, without you, we have nothing and are nothing. But with you, through Jesus, we have hope. We have a future, an eternal one. And so, God, everything that we have and everything that we are, we owe to you. So thank you for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. We pray, God, that you would bless both gift and giver, those who are able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Change my heart, oh God.
seated. Now we come now to a time of sharing of joys, and I do have to admit that choir put a, well, Diane, you put a smile on my face because I noticed the name of the song you sang was the Rock Medley. I thought it was going to be all about Dwayne Johnson. He's called the Rock, just never mind. You do rock music all the time. All right, you are rock stars. What joys do we have? Music, always. Rhythm.
Youth group.
I taught lay speakers school yesterday. It was a lot of fun. Second week. You have a sister on the way? All right, great.
The love of God.
The love of God. Indoor plumbing.
Yes, indoor plumbing.
Warmer weather. Spring.
Friends.
Our health, such that it is. Pets. This country in which we live. The vehicles that we drive. The roof over our heads. Clothes that we wear. Food that we eat. Shoelaces. Pens, pencils, tablets. Erasers. Toothpicks, toothbrushes, deodorant, cameras, games, books, education. For all of our joys, youth school theater, musical theater. Yes, you've been doing a great job there too. Electricity. There you go. We're on a roll. For all of our joys, we say, praise the Lord. Now, I said this the first service, and I've noticed that when we first started this, after a little bit of encouragement, people would pick up their pens and pencils and jot down prayer requests, but I don't see anybody grabbing them anymore. So I would encourage you. Because there are people that need us to intercede. We need, all of us are called by the Bible to be intercessors. And we have the privilege, every one of us, to have God's ear. So if you don't write it down, please mentally make note and pray about it when you say grace, before you go to bed, anytime you think of it. Again, your prayer may be the straw that breaks the camel's back and opens up the windows of heaven. So, we want to pray for FUMC, our church. We want to pray for USA, and our country certainly needs it. The Rosfeld trial and protest and that, just another example of the unrest in our country. We need prayer. Pray for those who are lost. Pray for those who are battling addiction. I'm going to pray for all those who are traveling on the road. Bonnie went to a bridal shower down in Maryland. She's on her way home from there. Pray for Wendell. Wendell's in the hospital. Better than when he went in, but keep him in your prayers. He's in Forbes. Pray for Cindy. For Michael, who broke his elbow coming off the sliding board in the playground. Pray for David, who's battling a cold. A lot of people dealing with that crud. Ed and Helen, some Saturday night folks. Ed broke his kneecap. Helen had a stroke. Pray for Pastor Ron, who he's battling a cold as well. Oh, that's right. I have him down here too, as a matter of fact. Jim Gascoigne, Reverend Jim, had a heart attack.
He is back home recovering.
Yeah, he's back home recovering. He's they put a stent in. He's others? Okay. Dan Makuda's family. The back of our bulletin. Well, I don't see any more hands. Oh, there's a bunch right here. Yeah, go ahead. Your brother has a cold? Go ahead. Penny? Henry. Oh, your dog? Okay. Mary Alice. Virginia. Unspoken. When you raise your hand, think about what that concern is. And for all of our concerns, we say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Well, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name, and forgive us, God, whenever we take any of our blessings for granted, and help us to use our blessings the way you intended, for us to be a blessing to others, to surprise the socks right off of them, to share with them the love of Christ. And God, our concerns, Lord, we believe, help our unbelief. We lift up to you all of the requests that have been made known here today, spoken and unspoken. There are many, Lord. You know what they are. You know the details. You know what needs to be done. And so we're trusting in you, God, because your word tells us, if God be for us, who can be against us? The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. It is written. It is written. This and so much more. And so we lift up these concerns unto you today, Lord, and we pray for your Holy Spirit to move in a mighty way. And we will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
and the glory forever.
Amen. If you are able, please stand for the reading of the gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Let us hear this word of the Lord. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans? Because they suffered this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Or those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them. Do you think that they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Grant us understanding and application. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. When I do this, you say, repent. Okay?
Repent.
All right, very good. No, when I do this. This is different. Either hand, okay? This is the season of Lent. This is that time of the year that we get real serious about our relationship with Jesus and about our lifestyle, about what we're doing, about the Word of God. Bad things happen to good people. That's a fact. We live in a broken world. We do. It's just because of sin, it is not the world that God created. Oh, and it just kills me when I am, you know, doing a funeral or just counseling somebody, and they say, well, you know, my loved one died. It must have been God's will. God needed them more than he needed me. And God doesn't want us to die. God doesn't want there to be disease and death and brokenness, murder and crime and wars. God doesn't want that. God allows it to happen because he's given us a free choice. And we make bad decisions, which hurt not only us, but hurts people around us. People get hurt, they get killed. We drink and we drive. People go off the deep end and shoot and kill other people and rob people, and we start wars and that. But God never leaves us nor forsakes us. He says, I'm there to see you through it, because this world's no longer your home. So it really breaks my heart when people say those things. It's not God that's doing it. It's just the brokenness of this world. That's why bad things happen to good people. Life is not always fair. You know, tomorrow is promised to no one. Not only tomorrow is not promised, the next hour is not promised, the next minute, the next breath is not promised to anybody. We all live on the edge. We all live in our own end times, right? The sky is falling. In other words, the end is near. The end of the world. The Lord is going to return. And we've talked about this a lot, right? Well, we look at the crazy unrest in our country and the crazy wars that are going on all over the world, and these people who are they're not playing with a full deck, and yet they have nuclear armament. It's just, the world's a mess. And then you look at the weather. You know, we're blessed with the weather we have in Western PA, but I've never heard of a bomb cyclone? That was a new one on me. Bomb cyclone, and it's still the Midwest out there. They're getting pounded, horrible winds and snow and floods and tractor trailer trucks being blown off and flipped off the road. Tractor trailer trucks, trees, telephone poles, roofs, houses, people being killed. The weather's just out of control. It's just crazy. So I say the sky is falling. Not only that, but just the mere fact of all the accidents and murders and everything goes on around us. We all live in our own times. Well, Jesus, when Jesus started his public ministry, right? Jesus is baptized, and the Spirit drives him into the wilderness, where for 40 days and nights he fasts and he prays. And the devil comes and tempts him, and he keeps saying, get away from me, it's written, it's written. He goes to the Word of God. And after that, he begins his public ministry. And he begins it by going around and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent was the first thing he said that we needed to do. And why do we need to repent? Because sin is like a, excuse the analogy, but it's like a cancer, a tumor. And it is unhealthy for us. It blocks our relationship to God the Father. It blocks the flow of the Holy Spirit into our lives. Sin distracts us. It kills that relationship. And it's got to go. And God knows this. You know, Jesus says, repent. So we need to repent. I caught some sleeping. That's good. Good, Peggy. Was nice and loud. I wouldn't expect anything else. Okay. Okay, good. and we're to take it real serious. We can laugh and smile and have a good time with it. But we're talking about eternal consequences. We need to repent. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Jesus saw all that he had made. I mean, God saw all that he had made. And God said, it is very good. No sin, no sickness, no disease, no murder, no war, nothing. But we sure messed that up, didn't we? Genesis 3, sin enters into the world. The serpent tempts Adam and Eve, who give in and sin. And then because of that, God curses that the ground and childbearing and kicks them out of the garden. And that's when the world gets broken. And we've paid the price ever since. But the good news is God loves us so much that he's offered us a way out of it. And that, of course, is through Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is the one who guides us and directs us in the way that we should live our lives. And the only thing blocking that is the sin in our lives. And every one of us is a sinner. If you say you're not a sinner, then you're full of pride. I'm telling you, we are all sinners. Right here. Yeah. Things I struggle with. Stupid things. We're all sinners. In James chapter 4, the last verse says, if you know the right thing to do and you don't do it, that too is sin. So what we need to do is we need to repent big time. Because this world's not our home. Everybody lives forever. Those who don't believe in Jesus and those who believe in Jesus. What's the difference? Yep, heaven or hell. That's the difference. Your accommodations. Every one of us is going to die. It's appointed unto us once to die. But if we repent and ask Jesus into our hearts, we get to go to heaven. If we don't repent, then we get to go to hell. And God has given that freedom of choice. We just went over that in membership class this morning about how as Methodists we are Arminian. Jacob Arminius developed this theology that we adhere to, that we have a freedom of choice. We have the resistible grace of God. We can say no to God. You know, the Calvinists, Presbyterians, and Baptists, they believe that God's grace is irresistible, that they don't have a choice. God chooses some to go to heaven and chooses others to go to hell. We don't believe that. We believe that God, Jesus died for everybody, but only whosoever will believe in him are saved. So we all have to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, to be intentional about your faith, like we told the kids, you've got to be intentional about your faith. Do what the Bible says to do. Do your best to obey Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you, and it'll get easier and easier. But in order to be intentional about our faith, the first thing that we have to do is repent. Absolutely. We need to do some surgery, folks. We need to cut it out of our lives. We need to take a good look at our relationships, our bank accounts, our possessions, what we're doing in church, what we're doing with our neighbors and at work. What needs to go? If it's sin, it's got to go. If it's wrong, you got to get rid of it. Because it's a cancer. It's eating your faith away. And it will result in death. We don't have a choice. It's one or the other. So choose you this day whom you will serve. And because it is Lent, we're really going to focus hard on repentance. That parable that Jesus told about the fig tree, the owner came. He said, I've been coming to this fig tree for 3 years. It hasn't borne any fruit, so cut it down. Who is the owner of the vineyard? God. And so he says, cut it down and get rid of it. It shouldn't use up the soil. And the caretaker says, well, let me dig around it and fertilize it for one more year. Who's the caretaker? Jesus is. Who's the fig tree? We are. We're the fig tree. So Jesus is going to dig around us. Dig. Separate us from stuff. That's why we repent. He's separating us from that stuff. Then he's going to fertilize us. And he's going to fertilize us with good things. And who is the one that introduces us to the good things? It's the Holy Spirit. So digging is the repentance. It's getting that junk out of our lives that's killing our relationship with God. We get it out of there, and then we fertilize it through being intentional about our faith walk, coming to church, studying the Bible, praying, hanging with other Christians, and about doing this. Repent. It's about repentance. And then we bear fruit. Because the word tells us that you and I were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So we repent, and then we do good works. Whatever it is we feel God wants us to do, whatever it is the Bible tells us we should do. We don't do it to earn God's favor. God blesses us for being obedient, but we don't earn it. We don't deserve it. That's the unmerited grace of God. If you buy a car, what do you expect that car to do? To run. To take you places. And when it does it with wonderful performance, aren't you thrilled? You're happy. Good car. Yes. That's good. But it's only doing what you expected it to do, just as we should bear good works. Because that's what we were created to do. So the first thing we do is repent. After the service, we're gonna sing now. After we sing, I am going to anoint anybody that wants anointed with ashes. We did it Ash Wednesday service. But in light of the need for repentance in our lives, as a reminder to other people and to ourselves, that we are only dust and unto dust we shall return. As a reminder to repent and believe in the gospel. If you want to, you can come down front. I won't greet after the service today. But come down front and I will give you the mark of the ashes, the sign of the cross on your forehead. God loves you and so do I. Let's stand and sing.
Oh,
Repent. Truly examine your life. Take it real serious. Don't put it off. Hoagies and... Hoagies and pepperoni rolls out the door, down to the right. And flowers have to be ordered today. And you can put that money, sign your form, who it's in memory of or in honor of. Make sure you write your name and how much money, if it's paid or not. Put it in the door to the office. Give it to an usher. I don't think that Alice is here now. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we pray for a heart of flesh so that we will be led by your Holy Spirit. So we'll know what to repent of, God. Forgive us for our sins, for those that we have consciously committed and for those that we have unconsciously committed. And show us, God, the difference. Forgive us, God, for the things that we've done wrong and the things we've not done right that we should do right. Come now, Holy Spirit, and guide us and direct us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. If you want anointed with ashes, come on down front.